Yeah, I'd like a nickel for every time this guy's telephone rings. John Waldron, president, County National Bank. You haven't been too busy, have you, John?
Oh, boy. Phone has been ringing. Good morning. Happy Father's Day to you.
How you doing?
Doing well. I fondly remember my dad in the garage listening to your dad pretty much every day, man. So today's his birthday.
No kidding.
Yep.
Fantastic.
Yeah, my mom's probably listening. He's been gone a couple of years. But.
Well, fantastic.
But anyway, yeah, things are going going all right. We had an all-staff conference call this morning, and I said hopefully we can get back to some kind of normalcy. So the doors will be unlocked tomorrow, but you're going to have to distance and wear your mask, though. So
yeah, governor's orders. Big day tomorrow with you're just kind of reopening, right?
Yeah, we've been there. We've been running drive through, and people can get in. But tomorrow it gets completely unlocked, and everybody's ready. And I did a little research. I talked to the president of the Michigan Bankers Association, and I'm not aware of any transference of the bug from a bank employee to a customer or vice versa. I'm not aware of that happening in any Michigan bank. I think the banks have been very safe. Many places have been very safe. So we're going to open, we're going to be safe, and we're going to welcome people back in. We will encourage them to use the drive-through when they can, but if you need to come in, then come in.
But wear a mask, right?
Governor's order says you have to wear a mask. If you come in and you don't wear one, we will not send you packing. We'll ask you to wear it. And what we've told our employees is stay 6 feet apart. We have the guards up. But if you feel at risk, same as customers. If the customer feels at risk or if our employee feels at risk, we're going to say, hey, please put a mask on. But we're not going to turn you away.
You're not going to beat anybody up or anything like that.
I will not say what home improvement store I was I was shamed at for not having a mask. We will not do that at County National Bank.
John, how challenging has this been, this 3 months?
I've had a lot of conversations with a lot of business people and community people, and it's a challenge. It's Groundhog Day every day, and I think the people that couldn't go to work were tired of not working, and the people that are doing this every day, dealing with all these issues, are frankly probably tired of going to work. But we've made it through. It has been a challenge, and I like to try to be positive when I'm on the show, Greg, but my concern is not right now. My concern is 2 months from now, because a lot of businesses and a lot of people, I was looking at the numbers today. I mean, we have $400 million worth of debt that we have offered payment deferment or interest only. And we're very similar to other banks and credit unions.
Right.
In that we have helped people, and those people have not had to start paying yet. So when they do have to start paying in a month or two, that's when I'm concerned. And we've had internal discussions. We're going to help as much as we possibly can, but unfortunately, you eventually have to make a payment.
Sure.
That's when it concerns me, Greg. End of third quarter, fourth quarter, that's when it concerns me.
Yeah, it's like, then what?
Then what is exactly, you know, what if there's a second wave? What if, you know, all these what ifs, what ifs, what ifs. That's what concerns me. And it's the places that could have opened. It's the barbers and the beauticians and all the places that could have opened weeks and weeks, if not months ago, that really disappoints me, because they could have been making money. They could have been paying taxes. They could have been supporting the communities. And now tax revenues are down, school funding is down, and, you know, I'm hearing that there's layoffs, there's going to be layoffs or potential layoffs in a lot of places, and that saddens me.
On the other hand, John, Michigan, is doing well. You look at these other states that are now in Arizona and Florida, just in serious trouble.
You're right. There's so much unknown, so much uncertainty, and what do you do? So I'm with you. I'm hoping and praying that we just slowly move forward and keep moving forward and get this behind us.
Right. You're probably out buying hand sanitizer, aren't you?
Our facilities guys have been buying and installing plexiglass and hand sanitizer and masks and all kinds of stuff.
Now, you've remained pretty busy. Is that fair to say, John?
Yes, with the SBA loans, the regular loan, we're still business as usual. There are still businesses out there buying and selling. There's still businesses producing. They're still needing money for equipment. A couple business acquisitions, even during this rough time. But between business as usual and then the refinance boom, which rates are super low because of the economy, so it's a byproduct of the bug. But mortgage refinancing, we're doing the best we can. We're throwing as many staff members as we can at the mortgage refi volume, because that puts money in people's pocket too. I heard a report the other day, on average people are saving $200 or $300 a month. It's real money. So commercial lending brisk, mortgage lending brisk, and then all of the ancillary products, the internet banking, the depository services. We've been fortunate that we've been busy. So yes, things are good. Our first quarter earnings are public information. Those were very strong. Mm-hmm. One of the May issues of Cranes, we were ranked number 25 on the Cranes Greater Michigan publicly held companies. So we're moving up.
What about the real estate market here? How's that doing?
The realtors that I speak with say things are brisk. Things go on. My neighbor, one of my daughter's friends, honestly, she was like a week ago, she said they're going to sell their house, and I wondered how long it would take. She said they sold it already. So sold immediately. From what I hear, inventory's down, and a lot of us in the banking industry, we worry about it. You come out of this, you worry about appraised values. Our values holding, and we're not seeing issues. We're seeing appraisals come in at pretty good numbers. We're seeing things sell pretty quickly. Mm-hmm. And then rates are just so low. You can get more bang for your buck with rates being this low.
Yeah. County National Bank is such an engine for small business. How do you see it bouncing back, John?
Oh, boy. One day at a time. Uh-huh. I think we all need to be out there. You know, there's a promotion going on right now with you guys. I do try to live it as best I can. If I need to buy something, I try to buy it locally. If I can't, I try to buy it in Michigan. If you can't, you try to buy it in the USA. You know, you just kind of keep drawing circles. You need to shop around local. You need to hit the local establishments, the retail, the restaurants. Just we need to do all we can to keep our dollars here in town. So if you can't borrow from County National Bank for whatever reason, then go to one of our other local institutions. I was talking with an accountant the other day, and we were talking about the relationships we do have with each other. We all donate money to the local organizations. We do talk to each other as far as, you know, our locally owned other institutions, and we compete, but we compete fairly and friendly with each other.
Sure. I mean,
we all live here, man. We all butter our bread in our town.
Local is
right.
Really critical, isn't it?
It's essential. With essentially, I mean, when I grew up, you read the newspaper every day. There's no news. There's no newspaper to speak of. You don't have the local reporters. I know someone will argue with me and say there is a newspaper, but your news now is local. It's WKHM. I mean, it's 105.3. Every morning. God, now I do sound like my dad. I'm getting old. Now it's 970 on the radio.
That's okay.
It's on the radio coming to work, and it's on the radio here right now. I can hear it in the background in our lobby.
Hey, we have to thank County National. They have stepped up to help with the K105.3, our sister affiliate, broadcasting these graduation ceremonies coming up this weekend, and that will be pretty exciting. Glad to have you a part of that, John.
No, we were asked, and man, I feel bad for just so many things, including seniors this year, including my alma mater. You know those comments, they were going to win definitely the state basketball tournament, possibly golf. Man, team of the century. So if those kids are listening, great job with what you did in your careers.
Yeah, all over the area, really.
Yeah, yep. And we were asked, and we were very happy to be part of the graduation ceremonies. I'll be listening for sure.
Beautiful thing. Hey, John, appreciate the visit, buddy.
Hey, thank you. Thanks for the partnership, and we appreciate WKHM.
I'm going to give you a good performance review.
Oh, I forgot.